The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So I thought we would start by chanting so that everyone should have a chant book. So the teachings, as you probably know, were chanted. That's how they were transmitted for hundreds of years. They still are. I mean, maybe you've seen monks that can chant just pages of this stuff in Pali from memory. I can't do that. And probably you can't either. So we have this nice little chant book. And I thought we would chant my favorite chant, which is the Buddha's words on loving kindness, which is page 28. So for those of you who are familiar with loving kindness practice, you may know that the way we practice it in this tradition with the phrases is not the way it was originally described. That came in the Vasuddhimagga hundreds of years later. But these are supposedly the actual words of the Buddha. I doubt it, but maybe close. So for those who are not familiar with chanting, there are little marks above the words. Some of the words. So when the carrot is going up, that means you go up a tone. When the carrot is going down, that means you go down a tone. When there's a line under it, you kind of hold that a little longer. But don't worry. I mean, this isn't a singing contest. It's just a chance for us to soak in the teachings on loving kindness. So I chant the part that's in the parentheses there, and then everyone comes in with the first word, by. Now let us chant the Buddha's words on loving kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will with harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child,
her only child. So with a boundless heart, should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection, this said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
So we'll sit for a few minutes. Towards the end of the sitting, I'm going to guide a practice on love and compassion. But we'll start just with following the breath or whatever object you'd like to choose. So settling into a comfortable posture. Feeling the weight of the body sitting. Feeling the contact with whatever you're sitting on. Feeling the breath in the body, the breath coming into the body, and the breath leaving the body. And if you choose to, you can use the breath as the anchor for your attention, a place to rest the mind. Taking care not to introduce striving or tightness, but just inviting the mind to return over and over again to the felt sense of the breath. inviting the body to rest in the breath, to be rocked by the breath. Nowhere to go and nothing to do, just to sit and breathe. This is the body and the breath in this moment. So we'll make a transition now to a more intentional meditation on love and compassion. So we'll begin by taking a few deep, relaxing breaths, breathing deep and slowly into the abdomen, and then exhaling slowly and completely. Imagining that you're releasing all of the worries that you might be holding as you exhale. So repeating this deep inhalation down into the belly and a deep exhalation. And allowing the breath now to resume its natural rhythm. And as you do so, calling to mind the image or the felt sense of a benefactor. So by a benefactor, I mean not some exalted being necessarily, but just someone in your life, over the span of your life, who showed you some care in some way. And this person needn't be, or this being, it could be an animal being too, this being needn't be perfect. So it could be your third grade teacher, or a coach, or your neighbor, a member of your family, or you could also choose a spiritual being, someone who opens your heart. So not worrying too much about who it is you're choosing, but just allowing whoever comes to mind to come to mind. And if you're a visual person, you could imagine that they're in front of you. Or if not visual, just a felt sense of what it was like to be around this being. And once again, if you're having trouble, you can always choose a pet, or you could even choose a place that you've been that made you feel relaxed, that allowed you to open your heart. So as you bring to mind this benefactor, this being, imagining that this being is seeing you in your deep dignity, your worth beyond judgments. This being is taking joy in you and wishing you deeply well. And inviting the body and mind to relax into the felt sense of this caring moment as though it were happening right now. Just steeping in the loving energy and the tender qualities, letting them infuse your whole being. Explore accepting this loving energy and qualities into every part of your body and into your whole heart and mind. Every part of you loved in its very being. You too are worthy of this love. And if any part of you is having difficulty with this practice, without trying to change it in any way. Just become aware of that part of you and what it's feeling in a deeply accepting way. Perhaps a part of you that says, I'm not worthy, or a part that says, there was no one. Just letting this part find its own way of being as it feels gently welcome to be here in this loving space. And now just relaxing deeply into this felt sense of love and warmth and acceptance. Letting this help your heart and mind to trust in your own goodness. Releasing all the images and the frameworks, and letting your heart fall gently, completely open. And letting any patterns of thought and feeling that arise in response to just unwind and release. To be held in the space of warmth and deep acceptance. Letting all of it be held in spacious awareness in the nature of mind. And now grounding again in the felt sense of the body. Feeling the contact with whatever you're sitting on. Feeling the breath in the body, the breath coming into the body, and the breath leaving the body. And as you do so, becoming aware again of everyone in this room. All of these beings breathing the same air. All of these beings with at least some intention to wake up, to come here, to learn, to practice. To benefit from the presence of everyone else in this room. So perhaps feeling some gratitude that we're not alone in this practice. that there are others on the path. And when you hear the sound of the bell, if your eyes have been closed, then gently opening them or raising your gaze.